We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Hitchcock joining us live from the National Weather Service this morning. Spring arrives later on today. What kind of a day are we in for, John?
Well, good morning. And yeah, spring arrives officially at 5:58 p.m. So late this afternoon is when the spring equinox occurs. And it actually looks like a nice spring-like day today, highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s in most areas. There will be a southwest breeze off of Lake Erie today, though, so areas close to the Lake Erie shore, including downtown and near the Niagara River, will be quite a bit cooler, probably only low 40s there.
And looking outside this morning, I mean, it was kind of a big, bright moon. I almost thought the sun was about to rise early with how bright it was outside. Anything special about this moon?
Yeah, it's a really bright moon. The moon is fairly close to the Earth, so that's why it shows up as looking quite large and bright. And the skies are nice and clear this morning, so once the sun comes up, it'll be a nice sunny morning. There will be some increase in the high clouds later today, but overall a pretty nice day today to ring in spring 2019.
All right, and we're kind of closing the books on a winter that will be remembered for what, do you think?
Well, there's been a lot of variability this winter. If you look at the numbers, the snowfall is quite a bit above normal for Buffalo, although for other parts of western New York, closer to normal. We had quite a few southwest flow lake effect events during January that brought the total up right in the city. Temperature-wise, we're not too far from normal, but there's been a lot of variation there, too. November was quite cold, then December was very mild. January was a cold month, and February was kind of split, half cold and half mild, so it's been kind of an up-and-down winter.
Up-and-down winter, I think that's a good way to put it, with some of the colder temperatures we've seen and then the mixes of the two. Springtime, everyone's excited. Today looks great. In the immediate future of spring, what are we in store for?
Well, unfortunately, we don't see any sustained warmth. We have a warm day today. Tomorrow will still be fairly mild in the 40s, although there will be some rain around at times. And then we turn quite a bit colder again for Friday and Saturday. Highs back into the 30s both days, and there will be some snow, especially late Friday through Friday night, Saturday morning, probably some minor accumulations. Then we warm up again briefly on Sunday with highs back in the 50s, and then it looks cold again for two or three days early next week. So there's really no sustained warmth yet. We're kind of on a roller coaster pattern for the next week to 10 days at least.
All right. And, you know, one of the lasting images of winter, John, are the ice piles. If you look along the lakeshore at the break wall, I mean, they're like mountains of ice piled up there. I know along the Hamburg shoreline, too. And just in general, the ice cover on the lake, where does that stand right now?
There's still a lot of ice cover on the lake on the about the eastern quarter of the lake. So from roughly Erie, Pennsylvania, heading northeastward to Buffalo, is still pretty solid. The western part of the lake has lost a lot of ice in the last 10 days, so pretty much everywhere from Pennsylvania westward has lost the ice, but there's still plenty at our end, so it's still going to be probably a good 2 to 3 weeks with ice cover still near Buffalo.
All right, so we have that to look forward to. A lot of concern always when that lake opens up from ice cover of a shot of lake effect snow. Is that possibility out there?
Not really. It's pretty unusual for that to happen this late in the season. Even with the lake open, the water is still very cold, and the atmospheric conditions usually are not favorable for lake effect snow, even when it does turn a little cold. The cold air tends to be very shallow in the early spring, and that's not conducive to lake effect snow.
All right. Well, happy spring, John. Have a good day today. That's John Hitchcock over at the National Weather Service.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.